It is a whole new year. I've been so inconsistent because, I didn't realize how much I have been pulled away from doing the things that I love because I've been going through the valley of the shadow of death. This thing has really become real to me. As I went to a funeral over the weekend, and as I think about this is the second quarter of this new year, I'm alive. I made it through the valley of the shadow of death. They preached at the funeral about the valley, going through the valley. The young man who passed away was 30 years old, was like a nephew to me. And I could imagine that his mother and his family and friends thought that his whole entire existence felt like he was going through the valley of the shadow of death. It was one thing after the other. And as I listened to the preacher, it made me curious. I actually had been studying it for a month now. And I've been looking at some commentaries and reading scriptures. And in Jeremiah 2 and 6, the shadow of the valley of death is described as a pathless desert. In Psalm 107 and 10, it's described as a darkness of a dungeon. And then Job 16 and 16, they call it the darkness or place that you grief. You dwell in grief. So many other scriptures describe the shadow of the valley of death as the sleep of death, the dark place. Just a dark place. And then the commentary says that the shepherds actually experienced the perils of a valley of death as a deep ravine. So a shepherd has to go through the valley with his sheep. Because there's a lot. We as sheep, we go through the valley of the shadow of death. But we're protected. God has decided to give us a rod and a staff. It protects, it defends, it guides the whole flock. We are the sheep. But in Psalm 23, he says, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." So even though we go through the valley of the shadow of death, some say it's a physical place as you're channeling through from life to death. But for those of us who are alive, the shadow of death is a real place of darkness. And the good news is through Christ Jesus that we go through it. So whether it's a real place during the transition or whether it's metaphoric of the dark times and the struggles of our lives, the good news is that we are just going through it. For those of us who are guided by the shepherd, it's just a place and a channel that we will go through. We won't dwell there. We don't have to stay there. So I thank and praise God this morning, April 2nd, the second day of the second quarter of 2024, that no matter what you go through, as I was going through in all 2023, I went through it and I'm on the other side. Though you may go through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff will comfort you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for Jesus' blood. It's not a dwelling place. We dwell under the shadow of the Most High. That's the secret place that we're safe in. We just go through the valley. Have a great day. as you go through, know that there is some light on the other side. Just as it was light when you entered in, there's going to be light when you exit out. God be glorified. Have a cup of coffee and a conversation with Christ.